This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, February 21st, brought to you by Modern Ag Alliance. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, the nation is a week away from the USDA's 2025 Agriculture Outlook Forum. The trade is anxious to see the Ag Department's forecast for crop acreage for the new year. Arlen Suderman with StoneX says the industry is expecting more acres of corn.
On corn, our estimate's 93.5, but we also have an ultimate reading for 95.5. And I think the market currently is pricing in something between 93.5 and 94. Something bigger than that is bearish. Something smaller than that is friendly on the corn. On the soybeans, we're at 85 million with the risk to the downside. I think the market is currently pricing in something close to 85. Is it bullish below that? That comes down to what we do with 45Z guidelines, as well as whether we get a trade agreement with China. Demand is just too uncertain right now to really say.
Suderman says the Brazilian soybean crop is being harvested and the Safrina corn crop is being planted now. Suderman says weather is a wild card for how big the Brazilian corn crop will actually end up.
2021 planting season was later than this year. 2023 planting season was later than this year for the Brazil's winter corn crop. In one of those years, the rainy season stretched into May. In the other one, it ended in early April. The difference in the crops was 50 million metric tons of production.
Wow.
That's almost 2 billion bushels. Almost 2 billion bushels of lost exportable supply. That would have a huge impact depending on which end of that you're on. If it's a bumper crop or a short crop, that has a huge impact on our exports for the next marketing year. Because when they harvest their crop, that means that that crop doesn't hit the world export market.
In news from Capitol Hill, Republican senators pushed a $340 billion budget framework to passage in the wee hours this morning. The all-night voting session pushed closer to providing funds for the Trump administration's goal of mass deportations and border security at the top of their agenda. Republicans used their majority toward approval on a largely party-line vote. Senate Budget Committee Chair Lindsey Graham said, "What we're doing today is jump-starting a process that will allow the Republican Party to meet President Trump's immigration agenda." Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announcing the USDA to release $20 million in the first tranche of funding that was paused due to the review of funding in the Inflation Reduction Act. Rollins said USDA will honor contracts that were already made directly to farmers. She said the Biden administration rushed out hundreds of millions of dollars of IRA funding that was supposed to be distributed over 8 years. After review, it's clear that some of the funding went to programs that had nothing to do with agriculture. That's why we're still reviewing, she said, whereas other funding was directed to farmers and ranchers who have since made investments in these programs. We will honor our commitments to American farmers. Fired federal workers of the U.S. Forest Service say the reduction in employees will mean fewer people and less resources will be available to help prevent and fight wildfires. The Forest Service firings are part of a wave of federal worker layoffs as President Trump's cost-cutting measures reverberate nationwide. Today's cattle on feed report from the USDA shows on feed numbers February 1 down 1% compared to last year. Placements were up 2%. January marketings were 1% higher. Today's drive time is brought to you by Modern Ag Alliance. For half a century, glyphosate has affordably and effectively protected farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without it, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential crop protection tools so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweedsnotfarming.com. Well, that's all for today's drive time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.